will, for the first time since 2013-14, go consecutive years without winning a championship. And all of this has led to people really questioning, you know, has Nick Saban lost it or slipped even a little? And I suppose it's a reasonable question. It happens to everybody in college football. Steve Spurrier slipped. Bobby Bowden slipped. Joe Paterno slipped. You know, if it is happening to Nick Saban, it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world. But I will say, some of this is just bad luck. He lost his best defensive player before the season started, mm-hmm. Dylan Moses, and then loses his quarterback
right.
to a Tagovailoa. Like, that's tough. More bad luck? A field goal that could have tied it? Hits off a post?
Yep.
I will say the one thing that was noticeably different, 13 penalties for 96 yards, that's not supposed to be Alabama. Like, the great Alabama Saban teams, at the very least, you could trust them to not make those types of mistakes. 13 penalties, 96 yards, including the game-ending penalty where they got caught with too many men on the field. There's some other things that are problematic. They lost twice when scoring 40. That doesn't usually happen at Alabama. They lost two regular season games for the first time since 2010. That's obviously something that doesn't normally happen in Alabama. Recruiting is down, relatively speaking. LSU, Clemson, Ohio State all have better classes right now. But if Dylan Moses stays healthy, Tua Tagovailoa stays healthy, field goal kicker makes field goal, I mean, like, what, are we even talking about this stuff right now? Maybe.
I doubt it.
But maybe not. Maybe not. So sometimes, like, bad luck, unfortunate circumstances can really dictate how your season goes and then create narratives that are often unfair. But either way, you know, coaching college football in the South, they've never been in the fair business. Nobody is above being questioned, even Nick Saban, who is being questioned right now. I don't know how much longer he's going to do this, but I would assume that he will be the coach at Alabama next season. And if he is, I would assume Alabama is a national championship contender, just like they always are and were up until late Saturday afternoon.
Story number four.
Clemson closed out its regular season with an easy big win, 38-3 over South Carolina. So the Tigers are 12-0. I think even with a loss in the ACC championship game, probably in the college football playoff, maybe not, but they'd at least have an argument. The prevailing thought is that LSU can lose and Ohio State can lose and still probably be safely in. Less sure with Clemson, but either way, 12-0, and they're probably going to win the ACC championship game, so, like, whatever. So afterward, Dabo Swinney is asked about how big this win was, 38-3 over South Carolina to close the regular season, and here's what he said.
How important is this game? It's huge. I mean, it's huge from a national standpoint because, obviously, if we lose this game, I mean, they're going to kick us out. They don't want us in there anyway. We'd drop to 20, you know. I mean, Georgia loses to this very same team, and the very next day it's how do we keep Georgia in it? We win to the team that beat South Carolina, and it's how do we get Clemson out? It's the dadgummest thing. So it's big because, you know, they can't vote us out. I mean, we got to go 30-0. I mean, we ain't got no choice because we don't play nobody.
All right, first things first. It is true, relatively speaking, that Clemson doesn't play anybody, so I'm with him on that. But it's not their fault. It's the ACC's fault. They play in a league where Miami's historically strong program, not good right now. Virginia Tech, historically strong program, not great right now. Florida State, historically strong program, terrible right now. So none of this is Clemson's fault, but the byproduct of what I just said is Clemson, quote, doesn't play anybody. That's fair. But what is he talking about with this other stuff? They don't want us in there anyway? Have you ever heard anybody say we don't want Clemson in the college football playoff?
You're there every year.
Like, it's not even a thing that right? I've ever heard anybody
Never.
Say. I don't even think I've heard South Carolina fans say we don't want Clemson in the college football. Like, it's a totally made-up thing. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't even want us in the playoff anyway. Who says that? Like, who says that? Outside of somebody on a message board somewhere, maybe, like, you could find it. But, like, who – has anybody ever written the column?
No.
What we really need is for Clemson not to be in the college football playoff. Like, who thinks that? It's actually awesome for the reigning national champions with a future number one draft pick quarterback.
Right.
It's actually awesome for them to be in the college football playoff. So, like, when he starts this, they don't even want us in there anyway. Like, what are you talking about? And then he makes the point about Georgia losing to South Carolina, which is true and a good point. I'd make it, too. Hey, one of your teams that might get in the playoff – lost to the team we just beat 38-3. I'm with him there. But he says the day after Georgia loses to the same team, people are saying, how do we keep Georgia in? Nobody was saying that. The question becomes, is there a path for Georgia to get back in the college football playoff? Nobody's saying, all right, what do we got to do to keep Georgia in now? That's not a real thing. The question becomes, is there even a path anymore for Georgia to still get in the college football playoff? So, again, just making things up.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we lost, they'd drop us to 20? Again, making things up. Nobody would drop you to 20. So I don't know why he's compelled to do this. And I guess if it helps motivate him to be what he is, which is one of the all-time great college football coaches, then I guess it's worth doing. But it doesn't make it sound any less silly to me. Nobody's screaming, we don't want Clemson in the playoff. Nobody is conspiring to keep Georgia in the playoff. And nobody would drop Clemson to 20 if it lost to South Carolina or anybody else. That's just all made-up stuff. And he managed to say all of it in 42 seconds. Wild stuff. Jeff Calkins up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Welcome a new year at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica, Tuesday, December 31st. Win up to 2020B rewards or a new Dodge Challenger and toast the new year with a midnight balloon drop. See Be Connected for details. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Hi, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. Looking for something different for this year's holiday party? Let me come and cater your party. Or join us at Felicia Suzanne's. Enjoy a special evening with items such as organic chicken crepes, shrimp and grits, and end with my signature bread pudding. Start planning your New Year's Eve by joining us at Felicia Suzanne's. Call me at 901-523-0877 or go to our website, FeliciaSuzanne.com, for more information.
By the sound of my voice, I know what you're thinking. This guy's bald. And you're right, I am. Maybe it's the faint tone of regret for hairstyles I never tried that gives me away. How I'd love to walk into a Supercuts and talk options with a stylist. They'd use their expert training to suggest a perfect cut to highlight my high cheekbones and jovial disposition. Sadly, though, the only suggestion I need is what clipper number to use on the back of my head. But you don't just have hair. You have opportunity on your head. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Want to lose that muffin top, slim those thighs, and look fabulous for the holidays? Today is your day. Diet Center's one-day sale, today only. 12 hours with the lowest price of the year. Every fat-burning Diet Center product and every weight loss program are on sale for one day only, today. Call 259-TRIM to get started. Today is the day to do it because it only happens once a year. Diet Center's one-day sale. Call 259-TRIM or DietCenterMidSouth.com. Diet Center, one-on-one counseling, real food, proven results.
It's estimated that for every dollar spent at a small business, an average of 67 cents stays in Memphis. Local small businesses are good for Memphis. This holiday season, shop local and support our community. This message brought to you by 92.9 ESPN.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Systems is in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. That phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. And if you've got a computer that is running Windows 7, you need to go see Lee and Lauren Cooper, because Microsoft has announced that they're going to end support for Windows 7 effective January 14th. And what that means is that after that date, Windows 7 operating systems will no longer be secure because no new security updates are going to be available. Now, to remedy this, some folks think you need to go purchase a brand new computer. That's not necessarily true. There's a better than good chance that Cooper Systems can upgrade your desktop or laptop computer, take it from Windows 7 to Windows 10. They can move your documents, pictures, music, videos, everything, and reinstall your programs on the Windows 10 system. Beyond that, Cooper Systems is also offering solid-state hard drives at reduced prices with this upgrade. And what's awesome about that is that a solid-state hard drive, you're going to be utilizing incredible power and speed. Your computer will likely run 10 to 20 times faster, and discount packages are available for that. So get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper at Cooper Systems, 360-9679, 360-9679. Whatever your computer needs to stay fast, safe, and current, they got it at Cooper Systems. Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. Jeff Calkins is award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So you were at Penny Hardaway's media availability this afternoon at the Lori Walton basketball facility. The most interesting thing he said was what?
He said it's Christmas every day for him.
How about that? It's not for me.
He said it's Christmas every day for him. I went to Mike Norvell's availability and Penny's availability.
Oh, we're going to talk about Mike Norvell in a minute. Don't worry about it.
Okay. And Penny, I'll be honest. Most of these are very interesting, and I think their game against NC State was interesting. There was no real particular news from this availability. I think the most interesting thing might be for Penny, there was a lot of skepticism about there still is about this, about the class and about how they'd come together and about all that, right? Like, all we heard was really talented team. Okay, well, let's see how he can coach them, and we got one basketball and all of that. And so you take that, and then they are dealt the blows of not having James Wiseman and Lester Kanonis, and like they look like a well-coached team once again, just like last year, right? I mean, they look, guys are buying now. It's a little, in some ways, it's a little easier because there's more minutes, obviously, because James and Lester are gone. But whatever you can say about them, like, they look like they know what they're doing. And there are times they get away from it, and the times they turn the ball over too much and everything else. But then down the stretch, they execute. I'm just impressed, honestly, by the way this team has played, given, A, the skepticism, but then, B, what they've sort of had to deal with. I don't think it's been that easy, and they're handling it with real aplomb.
I've been impressed as well. Listen, I know they don't have this big signature win yet, but you know what they also don't have? A humiliating loss. And Kentucky can't say that. Duke can't say that. Michigan State can't say that. I mean, I just named three preseason top 15 teams, I mean, top five teams with Hall of Fame coaches. One of them lost to Evansville at home as a 25-point favorite. One lost to Stephen F. Austin at home as a 28-point favorite. And one lost to Virginia Tech on a neutral court. Virginia Tech picked 14th in the ACC as a 14-point favorite. And Memphis has been able to handle its business, beat an Ole Miss team that we might find out isn't that good, but still right. Beat an Ole Miss team that subsequently beat Penn State, then, yes, got hammered by Oklahoma State by 41. But still.
Could happen to anybody.
I don't know if it could happen to anybody, but it definitely happened to them. But you beat an Ole Miss team that beat a good Penn State team when you were basically down two starters, and then you beat an NC State team that's supposed to be in the NCAA tournament when you were down two starters, and you scored 55 points in the first 20 minutes. That's all good stuff. I mean, this season obviously has not gone perfectly because James is suspended and Lester is hurt. But from a win-loss perspective, no reasonable person could say that Penny and his staff and these players are doing anything but good things.
That's exactly right. I'm very happy to see Alo playing as well as he is, and to see Tyler. I don't know. I have a soft spot for those guys. They were two of the first guys to sign on. Very different personalities, but both likable in their own way. And DJ was not as good, obviously, against NC State as he had been. Precious was very good. Lance actually had some good minutes. But once again, Alo was a stabilizing force, and Tyler hit the big shot, hit a bunch of big shots, but then hit that big and one down the stretch. So I think they've been fun. I think it's been a fun story, fun to watch, and now, of course, they got two games against Bradley and UAB before they go play at Tennessee. And Tennessee, like, that game is – obviously, I'll pick Tennessee to win it, but that is not insurmountable. Tennessee looks okay, pretty good, but not great. And so, yeah, this is shaping up to be fun.
I did think, and then we'll move on to Mike Norvell. It was interesting that this freshman class has gotten all of the attention, and for good reason. It's the number one ranked class in America with the top ranked prospect in America. And the guys who are supposed to be great have been really good. I mean, inconsistent to some degree. Like, DJ wasn't good against NC State. Boogie hasn't been great consistently, but he got 21 against NC State. Precious is averaging 15-9. DJ's been terrific for the most part. They're performing. And so they deserve all the attention. But in the final minute of that NC State game, it was Tyler Harris making a big shot, Alex Lomax getting on the floor, grabbing a loose ball. Like,
yep.
Those guys made big play, winning basketball plays. And I'll give Penny a lot of credit. After the Ole Miss game, he said the thing I can't remember how he got to it, but he was talking to, he said, I know Tyler is comfortable taking that shot. He wants that shot. He can make that shot. I have confidence in him. And Tyler, of course, hasn't been the most consistent shooter, but sometimes you got to find the guys who want to be in that moment. And Tyler clearly has no hesitation about being in that moment, and he made a big shot down the stretch the other day. Yes, the freshmen were terrific again, but Tyler and Alex had a big role, in getting that win over NC State.
Yep. I'm with you.
Okay, now to Mike Norvell.
Yep.
Obviously, two more jobs, SEC jobs, open this weekend, Missouri and then Ole Miss. He's connected to the Florida State job. He's connected to the Arkansas job. Does he have to address that with you guys at all during media availability today, or is it just like
we had one? We had a media availability,
right.
And it's funny because I was sitting back. Now, at those lunches, I sit in the back so I can type as I'm so I don't have to go back and transcribe. And I might shout a quote, but this time I knew all the questions were going to be asked, and so you sort of just wait around and you see, well, is anyone going to ask that question? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost we went through two-thirds of the availability without, or maybe more, without anyone asking the question. And I was kind of bemused, and I was thinking about it. I said, you know what? Maybe just we're mature enough. maybe we just want to ask the question, because the truth of the matter is you're not going to get an answer. Like, normally, here's the people think, what's a good question? A good question is one that produces one way, shape, or form a good answer, or is designed to produce a good answer, right? I mean, that's a good question. You can't really get a good answer. I guess you, quote unquote, have to ask it, although I even sometimes wonder why. why do you have to ask it? We know exactly what he's going to say. And then I give Giannotto credit. He did ask it. He said, and it's funny the way you, I think the way you phrased it was, you know, your name's coming up. Does it get easier to handle it because it comes up in every code? You've been through it 2 years before or something like that. And then people ask him, what do you say to recruits and what do you say to your friends and whatever else? But he says, Mike said what he always says, which is, I'm focused on this week. I have a great job. I'm really lucky to be the coach at Memphis. It's a compliment. That'll happen. But I love the job here, and I'm really happy to be here. You know, obviously you get national attention when we're on national TV ABC four times this year. And that's a great compliment, but I love this job and I love representing the city of Memphis. I don't blame him for saying that. He says the same thing every time. So that's what he says. And it is, with all due respect, it is honest. Like, he does like the job at Memphis, and some people say, I love being the coach at Memphis, or we'll love being the coach somewhere, as they hate it and are actively trying to get out. Right. You've seen that happen,
sure.
But that's not Mike. Mike really does love it. And he thinks not only that, he thinks he can win here indefinitely. Like, there's no hurry to get out, but now you've got a situation where you're surrounded by job opportunities, Missouri, Arkansas, Ole Miss. Plus, then you have the one that I think is the one that's the real threat, if it's, you want to consider it a threat, and that's obviously Florida State, which is pretty darn quiet in terms of other candidates.
Let's see what we agree on, Do we agree that if Florida State wants Mike Norvell to be its next head coach, he's going to be their next head coach?
Yes, he should be. He will be, barring some just bizarre, disastrous negotiation or something, right? Yes. Yeah. But yes, absolutely, 100%. If he gets that job, he will take that job and should take that job. We all 100% agree on that. And anyone who doesn't agree on that is just being delusional. Like, I've had some people say, well, if you really love him. No, it's just not true. Like, Memphis is – I went through the exercise today. Name a successful Group of Five coach who stayed. There is none.
Right.
It is something no one has ever done. Like Gary Patterson did, because they weren't only, they moved into the power structure, right? So he stayed. It's now a Power Five job, that job. Bobby Bowden did because the school was transformed. But everyone leaves, whether it's Brian Kelly at Cincinnati or Kevin Sumlin at Houston, or you name it, whether it's Scott Frost,
Tom Herman.
To Herman at Houston. Like, Cincinnati's lost a bunch of them. Houston's lost a bunch of them. It's just Justin Fuente. It's just the way it's structured. You're not designed to. It is a stepping stone job by definition. And I'm sorry, it just is. And people are like, oh, well, can't they all get together more money enough? Yeah, they'll get into more money. And if he stayed, he will have a better contract, I'm sure. But that won't be the reason he stays. The reason he stays will be he's in no hurry to leave, and he didn't get a job that he deemed to be better. But as soon as he does, he will leave. I'll tell you what, as soon as I get a job that I consider better than the Daily Memphian job, I will also leave.
Right. Like I sincerely believe, because I know you love Memphis. I also know that if ESPN called and offered you $3 million,
I would leave. Yeah.
Right.
Now, if they called and offered me $150, I wouldn't leave. Right. You know? I wouldn't. I'll stay here for that. You know, I don't want to move to New York for $150 or whatever it is. I'm just not going to do that. But if they offer me, if they give me Woj's money and whatever that is, I'll thank you. Like, I love it here, but I will leave.
I'll take it a step further. Woj actually loved Yahoo and hated ESPN.
He hated ESPN.
But still left Yahoo by ESPN.
He used to go after ESPN all the time.
Yes,
exactly. So, no, like, I mean, it's, come on, man. Like, yes, so 100%, he should. To me, the interesting thing about the Florida State thing is, if he takes that, should he coach the Cotton Bowl if they were to win this week?
I'd say no. I'd say just go on to Florida State. And not because I wouldn't want him to. I'd love for him to coach the Cotton Bowl, but the reason Scott Frost did it is they were going for an undefeated season. That's a different deal. And I think, like, winning the – like,
is that a different deal?
I think
is
so.
Really?
I think completing an undefeated season is a different deal. It feels like it is.
I wouldn't care either way. Like, I mean, I'm certainly not the – he's no longer – listen, if he went to Ole Miss, he could not coach in the Cotton Bowl, right? Can we agree on that?
Yeah, I think that's where you'd probably say, we don't need you on
that. Sour feelings.
No, well, not even sour feelings. Like, we don't want you on national television promoting
right.
– The,
when you're
going to
be
our rival
against Mississippi.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But at Florida State, I'd have no problem with it. I mean, the one thing is, he's the play caller, right? He's not just the coach. He's also the play caller. Like, it would be hard to – anyways, that would be – but the question as to whether he should take it, there is no question.
There's of course
he should take it.
Would you – if you were Mike, here's what I would do if I were Mike. I love saying what I would do if I were other people. and always confused about what I'm always crystal clear about what I'd do if I were somebody else, and always confused about what I'd do if I were me. I would have CAA, my representation, I'd have them reach out to USC, and I'd say, if you fire Clay Helton and you want us, we'll come with you. Otherwise, we're going to go to Florida State. I'd rather have the USC job and live in LA than have the Florida State job and live in Tallahassee, and I'd see if USC is willing to open that job for me.
I think that's fair. I think that's a better job. Listen, you don't have to deal with Clemson, right? And Florida State's a little bit of a mess right now. I mean, USC's a mess, too. USC has historically been a mess. They're both a mess. But USC is the best job in that conference, right? Unquestionably. And you don't really – and you are the kingpin in that state. And Florida – I mean, I think the Florida State job is pretty good because Dan Mullen's not a great recruiter, and Miami's a mess. So I think you can and yes, you got to worry about Clemson, but that's really the ACC is pretty easy. That's a great job. But yes, I would. Of the two, I'd rather go to USC.
Right. Okay. So we're still in agreement. We'd both rather have the USC job, but we'd both take the Florida State job. Okay.
Yep.
Now let's say USC either doesn't open and we can't get it. Florida State, for whatever reason, just goes another direction, which I think would be insane. But, like, you know, people do insane stuff all the time. And now you're left with Missouri, Arkansas, Ole Miss. Do you take any of them?
I don't think he does. And I don't – listen, some of it's money, right? I do believe that the money will be overwhelming. Ole Miss, let's say they offer $6 million, right? And you, and Memphis is basically at $3 million. Like, that's double the money. So, but to me, that's the only reason you do it. And the, I'm not saying, by the way, that if I were someone at Louisiana Lafayette and I were offered the Ole Miss job and the Memphis job, that I would take the Memphis job over the Ole Miss job.
Right.
So I'm not saying intrinsically it's better, right? You can make that argument either way. Like, I think Ole Miss is a quote unquote, in many ways, a better job than the Memphis job. You have more money, more resources. You theoretically have a chance to win the national championship, et cetera. You have a much tougher conference. You're sort of, you have a much greater success at Memphis, big chance of success at Memphis, et cetera. But you can argue it either way. But I don't think when you're already at Memphis and you know that you can keep winning and you know you're going to keep winning next year, which I think Mike does know, given the pieces that he has, I don't think he takes any of those jobs.
Me neither. And here's why. Now, listen, if he does, and it's because he got 6 years, $42 million guaranteed, like, how can I argue against that, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Same thing. It's, I'm going to ESPN for however much.
Right. It's,
exactly.
It's fine. But the reason I don't think I would take Missouri, Arkansas, Ole Miss, if I were Mike, unless I was just blown away by money and I said, hey, I got kids. I'm going to have grandchildren someday. I'm taking the money right now. Nothing's promised tomorrow. I got you. But the reason I might not do it, probably wouldn't do it, is not because I'd rather be the Memphis coach than the Missouri coach, or the Memphis coach than the Ole Miss coach, or the Memphis coach than the Arkansas coach. It's that I would go, you know what, eventually one of these big boy jobs is going to open for me.
Oh, clearly, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to come back to Memphis next season, and I'm going to win another 10, 11 games, and then if USC doesn't open now, maybe it opens next season. I'm a candidate there. Lincoln Riley goes to the NFL. I'm a candidate at Oklahoma. Nick Saban decides to retire. I'm a candidate at Alabama. Auburn fires Gus because they are always on the verge of that. Now I'm a candidate at Auburn. What if Michigan?
The Dallas Cowboys want a new damn coach.
Right.
I mean, it just matters. I'm half joking, but absolutely right. It's not, those jobs aren't worth leaving Memphis for. That's the point. It's not that they're not good jobs, but they're not worth leaving Memphis for when you're persuaded you can keep winning. I think, honestly, Fuente got the perfect job for Fuente, or what he thought was. I don't think he loves it that much right now. But he also didn't know when Paxton left if he was going to keep winning at the level he was going to keep. I think Mike is completely convinced. Like, he's got Kenny Gainwell. Kenny Gainwell's as good as any running back in the SEC. You know, he's got him coming back next year. Brady's coming back if Mike Norvell comes back. So Brady's coming back. And, you know, they're loaded. The offensive line was young this year. Next year it's going to be experienced. They're going to be – you don't know that Houston's going to fall apart the way they did this year. And there's new challenges next year. But it's just not – to me, look at what happened at those places. All those coaches – they all thought they were going to flourish. Whether it was Matt Luke, whether it was Barry Odom, what's his name?
Chad Morris.
They all thought they were going to go in there and win, right? And they all get whacked. And at at Missouri, he gets whacked, even though he's a Missouri guy, and he goes 500 in the SEC. Well, who the hell do you think you are, Missouri?
Right.
I mean, I know they won. They won big. It was fluky, honestly, in previous years, but. You're set up to, in the same way that people used to say about Memphis, you can't get out of there, right? You're set up to fail at those places. You got to be extraordinary to succeed at those places. You are structurally, it is set up for you to fail. And so I would not do it.
I really do think he is, Mike, right now, he's Shaka Smart at VCU. And what Shaka decided after he went to that first Final Four, he was offered all sorts of jobs every year. And he decided, I'm only leaving for a top 10 job. I'm not going to – he was offered Illinois, turned it down, Tennessee, turned it down, Marquette, turned it down. And he said, I'm at VCU. It's not where I want to retire, but I don't. I love it. I like it. Like my family's comfortable. We're set up to win. We're going to win consistently. And so I'm just going to keep winning consistently until I can get a Duke, a North Carolina, an Ohio State, a Texas. And then ultimately he gets a Texas and boom, he bounces. I think Mike can have the exact same approach at Memphis. If you keep doing what he's doing or anything close to what he's doing at Memphis, even if the big boy job doesn't come open for you this season, it's coming next season. If not next season, the season after that, you can get where you want to go from Memphis. I don't think you got to go to Ole Miss, Missouri, or Arkansas to get there. I don't think you have to do that in-between stop to get the big, big job that you've always dreamed of. I think you can get it from Memphis. He might get it next week, you know? But I that would be my argument for turning down those bottom-tier SEC schools, is because you can get a top-tier Power 5 job either next week at Florida State or next year at any number of jobs that could open.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I suspect it will be next week at Florida State. Right. That is my suspicion.
Right.
But how remarkable is it that you have a situation now where I'm not saying all three of those schools that we're talking about want to hire him, but literally all three of those fan bases would be thrilled if, oh, Mike Norvell's our next coach, woo, right? And then you have a situation where they probably can't get him. This is a Memphis football coach, and Ole Miss, Arkansas, and Missouri, it appears, probably can't get him. Like, that says volumes about what he has built at Memphis and how durable it looks, what he's built at Memphis. Because all of what you're saying is predicated on we can keep winning, right? And I think he believes that, and I think you and I both believe that.
I definitely believe it. If he came back to Memphis, and again, I'm not expecting it, and if he goes to Florida State, my favorite college football team will be the Memphis Tigers, and my second favorite college football team will be the Florida State Seminoles. I wish him well, but if he's back at Memphis next season, I'll be shocked if he's not winning 10, 11 games, going to another AAC championship game, because that's what he does consistently, regardless of the parts. Jeff Calkins, I will talk to you again tomorrow morning.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in a second.
You wouldn't use an 18-wheeler to teach your son how to drive. It's too big. And you wouldn't take a family road trip in his toy car. It's too small. But using the Mercedes-Benz Metris cargo van to run your business? Just right. Only the Metris can haul, stow, and tow more than any other van in its class. It has the maneuverability to get through the toughest jobs and fits in your garage, too. And now with 0% financing, it's built around your budget. Because if you can't picture your son behind the wheel of a monster truck or squeezing your family inside a 2-seat convertible, we don't blame you. The only thing you need to picture is where the Metris can take your business. The Mercedes-Benz Metris. With 0% financing and starting at $26,570, it's just right. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Metris Vans. Qualified commercial customers only. Offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
Okay, guys, it's time to step up. By now, you know it's hard to hit a golf ball or baseball with a big fat belly in the way. And when it comes to performance in the bedroom, it's time to lose it so you can use it. Time to visit Dr. Keith Amadeo at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com. Stop with all the excuses. Nothing is going to change until you get going. Go to ColliervilleWeightLoss.com and see how Dr. Keith Amadeo is batting 1,000. Call 901-221-8964 and tell him you want your free evaluation right now. No more whining about your bad back and knees hauling all those extra pounds around. Collierville Weight Loss is the no pills, no excessive exercise, no weird supplements or food place. Speaking for all the ladies here, we're waiting for you to get it together. Put that dad body on the shelf. Your sex life will thank you. Dr. Keith Amadeo has your free evaluation waiting for you. Call 901-221-8964. Visit ColliervilleWeightLoss.com. Today.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of 2 tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4720.
Here's the thing about doing your holiday shopping at Oak Hall. You know the gift will be really special, and that's what you want, right? Not something ordinary, something run-of-the-mill. You want the gift to be something that will make the recipient happy the moment they open it and throughout the year. That's Oak Hall. And that's why Oak Hall has been the best place to shop for holiday gifts since 1859. The atmosphere is festive, the people are incredibly helpful, and the clothes are simply the best you will find anywhere in the world. Plus, now there are great buys throughout the store. Men's fall and winter suits are 20 to 30% off. There are incredible deals on crocodile belts. Merino quarter zip sweaters, normally $150, now $99.95. And fall and winter ladies apparel is 30 to 50% off. So get yourself to Oak Hall this holiday season. I can tell you there's just something about opening a gift that's high quality and I might not have thought to buy for myself. Oak Hall is the place for that. Stop in soon and make somebody's holiday spectacular.
This is the busiest time of the year in the city, but the holidays wait for no one. So I'm glad I have USPS to get presents to my nephews in time, traffic jams or not.
You don't see many people when you live way out here. But even on snowy days, I can rely on my carrier, Donna, to show up.
Wherever you call home, the United States Postal Service goes the extra mile to bring your holidays home. Learn more at usps.com/season. And with informed delivery notifications, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives. United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies, but TracFone Wireless gives you control. Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Are you shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans with great rates for your budget. Visit OrionFCU.com for more details. That's OrionFCU.com. Conditions apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So Jonathan Givony, who of course is the NBA draft analyst for ESPN, updated his 2020 NBA mock draft earlier today. I don't know if you've seen it, Bennett Doyle. Have you seen it, Bennett Doyle?
I have not.
The number one pick in the 2020 NBA draft, according to Jonathan Givony of ESPN, is no longer going to be James Wiseman.
Oh, no.
It's going to be LaMelo Ball.
Oh, how about that?
I tell you, he's terrific in this. He's playing in the same professional league as RJ Hampton.
Right.
And he's posting incredible numbers. He's 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like Luka Doncic. Everything that Luka did over now, these are two different leagues.
Sure.
But the way you would watch Luka and be like, man, the vision, the passing, the shot creating, it's all LaMelo's doing the same stuff. He's not knocking down shots consistently, but he's 6'7", primary ball handler, can create, can beat guys off the dribble, can play with angles. He's excellent. And, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he's the number one pick in the draft. And so I saw some Grizzlies fans, you know, asking the question, what if the Grizzlies are picking first and LaMelo Ball's the clear best prospect? What do you do if you've got John Morant on your team? Because you've got your point guard of the future. LaMelo plays with the ball in his hands. He's more comfortable playing on ball than off. What do you do? Let me make this very clear. I feel like we talk about this in every draft. We'll talk about it again right now. If you're convinced LaMelo Ball is the best prospect in the world, eligible for the 2020 NBA draft, and you're picking first, you take him.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not matter who else is on your roster. Because if LaMelo Ball turns into what it is some people think he's going to be, you'll never regret taking him.
Right.
You'll never regret taking him.
You'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out. You know, basketball's played a lot of different ways these days. And the idea that you can't have two point guards on the same team, on the court at the same time, that's insane. Teams play that way. And so I understand it would be ideal if the Grizzlies are picking first, and the number one prospect in the world is a wing with size because that actually fits a team need. But if you are picking in the top five of a draft or picking in the range where there's projected superstars, you should never talk about team need. Because in the NBA, your team need is always the same. Awesome players. That's your team need. So frustrating when I hear people talk about, well, you know, what the Grizzlies need is a wing. You know, what the Grizzlies need is another this, another that. You know what they need? Another awesome player.
Yep.
The best teams in the NBA have awesome players, period. And if LaMelo Ball is going to be an awesome player, you want him on your team. Luka Doncic also plays with the ball in his hands. Would you not want him right now?
Right. James Harden, Russell Westbrook.
Or worked fine. I mean, I know they started hating each other, but it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Grizzlies are picking first and LaMelo Ball is the best player in the world, take him. If they're picking second and somebody has decided Wiseman's actually the best player in the world, eligible for the draft, and they take him first and now LaMelo's the – take him. Don't ever discuss team need. If I ever hear about, you know, this front office was picking first and they're drafting for need, that's how you make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the Grizzlies ended up with Hasheem Thabeet. They thought they needed a defensive-minded center. No, what they needed was an awesome player, and there were so many of them available. Don't make that mistake again. Don't even let team need enter the discussion. I'm not here to tell you LaMelo Ball's clearly the best prospect in the 2020 NBA draft. I'm just here to tell you that if he is and he's available to you, you take him. You don't worry about how he fits. You take him and you figure it out. If you're interested, James Wiseman's now projected to go third, according to Jonathan Givony. And fellow Memphis freshman Precious Achiuwa is now projected to go 11th, which makes Memphis the only team in the country with two projected top 11 picks. You can check that out if you want. ESPN.com. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to, and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, sports fans. This is James Gaddis. If you're looking for the special gift for your special someone, come visit with us. At James Gaddis Jewelers, you will find a gift that she will cherish always and forever. Whether it's earrings, pearls, a watch, or precious gemstones, we can help you find something perfect. Or maybe it's time for diamonds. Diamonds are our specialty, and our selection is extensive, so let us be your holiday headquarters. James Gaddis Jewelers, Poplar at Mendenhall.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase four select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season and don't think twice about it.
Hey, this is Billy Richmond of the Wing Guru. As a former Memphis Tiger basketball player, I want to show the Tiger Nation some love and give you all 10% off your next order with a Tiger Game Day ticket.
Is that your best shot, Billy? This is Jaren Jackson Jr., current Memphis Grizzlies basketball player, and I've got one even better for you. I'm giving all the Grizz Nation 10% off their order for bringing in a game day ticket. Grizz Nation, you now have no excuse to not try my very own Wing Guru flavor, Triple J. I'm here to tell you, trust me, it is lit. The Wing Guru, three locations, Mount Moriah, Stage Road, South Haven, and soon to be even more. Come be a part of the Guru Gang. Have it delivered by DoorDash, make a fast break to one of our stores, or visit thewingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com.
This message approved by the Wing Guru, the official sponsor of University of Memphis Tiger Athletics.
You look bad. Yeah, you look bad.
I need to drink you quickly, drink you down and get some more energy. These kids are loud and that guy just stole my parking. The stores are full and I need my sanity.
Hi, welcome to Ugly Mug Coffee.
One full moon latte, please.
Here you go. Happy holidays.
Serving organic and fair trade blend coffees roasted in Memphis. Come on and try our new menu of select breakfast and lunch foods. Open Monday through Saturday at the corner of Poplar and Perkins Extended in Memphis. Find us on Facebook or at uglymugcoffee.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from our family to yours. As a Christian family-owned and operated company for more than 60 years, with a history of honest, quality work, using the best technologies available in the industry, we want you to make sure you keep your family warm and comfortable this holiday season by taking advantage of our $60 furnace tune-up special, which includes testing your furnace's safety capabilities, testing for carbon monoxide leaks, and helping keep your furnace running at its peak efficiency. Or maybe this holiday season, you're interested in a tankless water heater, or air duct cleaning, or even repairing that leaky faucet. We can take care of that too. Just give us a call at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com. And remember, Choates, let our family serve your family.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Decking the halls with custom cards and invitations.
Staples makes connecting with clients and loved ones easy. With hundreds of holiday templates you can customize and call your own.
And now, for a limited time, get 40% off select custom cards and invitations. Some can even be printed same day.
So deck the halls for less this year at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/7/19, limit one. Visit staples.com/holidaycards or store for details.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's actually the type of problem that's going to eventually become a bigger and more expensive problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you have a lintel problem, which is very common but also very bad. The good news, though, is that American Standard Foundation, they can handle this for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I understand that if you see those cracks, your instincts might be to just ignore them. I'm that way in a lot of ways. I see an issue around the house. I go, well, maybe that won't get worse. Fingers crossed. But that's a dumb approach to this very specific problem. Because once you see the cracks, the real damage is on the way. It could be a matter of weeks, might be a matter of months, but the real damage is coming. So you need to attack it before things get worse, or you can wait. Sure, it's up to you. But then you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hands. So when you pull into your home tonight, look above your garage and see if you see any cracks. I hope you don't, but if you do, contact ASFR and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. 901-390-5568, 901-390-5568, asfoundationrepair.com. Check them out on the web, asfoundationrepair.com.
Get to us at Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parry Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The hood got heavy metal. It's the holiday season. That means holiday parties. And if you're going to one or hosting one, you're going to need a bottle. And if you're a vodka drinker, make it a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. Five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. How smooth is it, Bernard Doyle?
So smooth you can drink it straight.
It's so smooth you can drink it straight. Filtered three times to create a soft finish. I promise you, it is what I get when I'm inside the liquor store. And the reason is simple. It's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. It's among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. They've got grapefruit, apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry, and check this out. If you are on a gluten-free diet, for whatever reason, out of necessity or choice, New Amsterdam has a gluten-free vodka. So make sure to pick that up next time you're in the liquor store. When you are in a bar or a restaurant, you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the future of Mike Norvell, because two more SEC jobs opened this weekend, Missouri and Ole Miss, and his name was quickly attached to both of them. And this is just sort of the way things are going to go when you are operating outside of the traditional power structure and you've got a football coach doing the things that Mike Norvell is doing. 11 wins, first time in school history. About the coach on ABC for the third time in a five-game span. Double-digit favorite to win the first conference championship outright since 1969. And if that happens on Saturday, he'll be the coach of a 12-win team on the way to the Cotton Bowl. Tremendous stuff. We've been talking about it all season. Other athletic directors have noticed. And so, Florida State is open. He's a candidate there. Ole Miss is open. He's a candidate there. Missouri is open. He's a candidate there. Arkansas is open. He's a candidate there. And though there are reports that USC is leaning toward keeping Clay Helton, if that job opens, he will also be a candidate there, I would assume. I'll tell you this. There's not a job in the country. And I said this last year. Now it's even more clear. There's not a job in the country that could open that if I thought I could get Mike Norvell, I wouldn't want to hire Mike Norvell. So here we are. The question becomes, what will he do? It's impossible to say. I do think, long as we're being honest, if a job like USC wants you, you're probably taking it. If Florida State wants you, you're probably going to be the next coach of the Seminoles. Arkansas, Missouri, Ole Miss, a little different. Now, I can understand taking them if you're Mike. I can get it. I could make the argument. You get super-duper rich, and you'll be on the right side of the rope. Now, it's a hard climb to get where you want to get. In the East, you got to go through Georgia and Florida, maybe even Tennessee if they're back to being good. In the West, you got to deal with Alabama and Auburn and LSU and A&M. It's a hard climb from where Ole Miss and Arkansas are in the West and where Missouri is in the East. But there's still SEC jobs, and you know, there's only so many of them. How many times can you really turn three down in one season? Maybe. But I would understand if you took them. I will say, I think my approach, if I were Mike, would be this. If USC opens and wants me, I'm going to USC. In fact, I'd have my people call USC and tell them, if you want Mike Norvell, fire your coach and hire Mike Norvell. We're ready to do it. And I know some people might go, well, why USC instead of Florida State? You know, quality of life is a thing, too. Football coaches aren't just football coaches. They are husbands and fathers and, like, real people. Living in L.A., if you're rich, is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Living in Tallahassee is less awesome. So you give me a chance to coach one of the best football schools in America at an incredible institution in Los Angeles, and I'm super wealthy, I can't turn that down. That's the one I want. But if that's not available, if Florida State's available, I want Florida State. I'll take it. It's a great job and a great league. You can win a national championship from there. It's been done before. With Missouri, Ole Miss, and Arkansas, I'd have to weigh it, not just against staying at Memphis, but against what happens next year. Like, I think it's pretty clear at this point, unless you're delusional, you understand Mike Norvell's not retiring at Memphis. He's not going to be your Bobby Bowden. He's not going to be your Mark Few. Nor should he be. It'd be short-sighted for him to do that, I think. If he wants to, I'd love it. I just don't anticipate it going that way. So you don't weigh, would I rather be the Memphis coach or the Ole Miss coach? That's not really what you're doing. Would I rather be the Missouri coach or the Memphis coach? Would I rather be the Arkansas coach or the Memphis coach? What you're doing is you're saying, would I rather be the Ole Miss coach now or the Memphis coach for one more year, and then maybe the USC coach? Or then maybe the Oklahoma coach if Lincoln Riley leaves for the NFL. Or then maybe the Alabama coach if Nick Saban retires. Or then maybe the Auburn coach if Gus Malzahn gets fired. Or then maybe the Michigan coach if they finally push Harbaugh out because he can't beat Ohio State. Or then maybe the Texas coach if Tom Herman goes 5-4 in a Big 12 again next season and they make a change. See, it's not just as simple as I want to be the Memphis coach, not the Ole Miss coach. It's probably easier to get one of those big boy jobs if you can't get one this year, next year after another 10, 11, 12-win season at Memphis than it is after one 5-win season at Ole Miss, one 4-win season at Arkansas, one 5-win season in Missouri. So I think all of those things have to be considered. And I'm sure that they all will be considered. But like I said, if you're a Memphis fan, you are enjoying the best football product you've ever seen. Nationally ranked, 11-1. Getting ready to play on ABC for the third time in a five-game span and favored by double digits to collect your first outright conference championship since 1969. So I know I might sound like I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth. I'm telling you to focus on the good football stuff, not the Mike Norvell stuff, and yet I'm talking mostly about the Mike Norvell stuff. I'm just saying enjoy the present. Whatever happens with Mike's going to happen with Mike, and none of us have any control over it anyway. So in this week where you are getting to enjoy being a national topic of conversation, you're getting ready to look forward to going to Tiger Lane and tailgating with your friends and then watching a conference championship game inside the Liberty Bowl? What? Man, if I could, I'd try to focus on that, enjoy the present, because now, these kinds of things don't happen often. In fact, this is the first time this ever happened at the University of Memphis.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Pacers-Grizzlies inside FedEx Forum, downtown Memphis. The Grizz will once again be without Ja Morant. That's a bummer, isn't it?
It sucks.
The announcement came this weekend. Ja Morant is going to be a week-to-week deal with back spasms after he collided with a photographer while attempting a layup last week. And listen, we knew there weren't going to be many wins this season. But as long as we get to see Ja Morant be awesome and Jaren Jackson be awesome, it's like, yo, we can get through that. And I really do think that's how the season has played out.
It's been fun watching
it's
the games.
It's been fun watching the games. Even if you know, the Grizzlies are going to lose to the Clippers later, the Lakers late. The games have been fun because he's fun to watch. And so to take that away, even if it's a week or two only, it makes the games less enjoyable. But still, you should listen tonight because the Grizzlies will be here on 92.9 FM ESPN. They're 6-13 after Sunday's win at Minnesota. That's good enough for 13th in the West, ahead of only the Pelicans and Warriors in the West. Pacers are 12-7, 5-1 in their past six games, 6 in the Eastern Conference standings. Pacers, 9.5-point favorites tonight. Total is 216. Tip scheduled for 7. Like I said, you can listen right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
So, yesterday afternoon, I got a text from my buddy Wright Thompson, who works for ESPN. And he said, hey, just wanted to let you know, he created this show called True South that's on the SEC Network. And they have new episodes first Sunday of every month. He said, hey, I want to make sure you know that tonight's episode is on Memphis. Like, we did it in Memphis. It focuses on Memphis. It's actually called Memphis. And Wright got off of social media several years ago. Smartest guy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He just got off of Twitter because he was like, why do I need to give people an avenue to just MF me all day long? Like what? I don't owe that to anybody.
That's a good point.
Now, unfortunately, like, being on social media is literally part of my job.
Mm-hmm.
It's less part of his job, so he could do it and I couldn't. But the mindset is 100% right. Like, why do I owe it to these people to let them harass me and abuse me? And I have taken that approach. I used to never block anybody on Twitter. I just would not do it. I was like, I'm just going to be above it. And then I reached a point where I was like, I don't mind if you question me, but like, just harassing every day, the same stuff every day. I was just like, I'm not obligated. Like, what does it prove that I don't block this person? Even if you don't care what they're doing, it's still distracting when you're trying to work. So I was like, all right, block button. Boom, you're blocked. You're blocked. I don't owe you anything. Now you're blocked too. So I didn't go as far as Wright went, but I went further than I had ever gone before. Either way, back to Wright. He's not on social media. So he had no way of letting people in Memphis know, hey, this is going to be on SEC Network tonight. It's about Memphis. Maybe you enjoy it. So he said, hey, could you let people know to the extent that you can let people know? And so I did. And I watched it. And I know other people did as well. And now I'm letting the radio listeners know because you can stream it right now on the ESPN app. Again, the episode is called Memphis. It's on the show True South, and it focused on Memphis last night, specifically the Orange Mound neighborhood. It's really, really good, really, really interesting. So if you're interested at all, go stream it via the ESPN app. You can find it pretty easily.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
I did my weekly Politex column earlier today. You would think after a while I would just run out of dumb ballots to focus on. Nope. Every week, something crazy. This dude last week had Texas Tech ranked 12th in the country, right? 11th in the country. Mm-hmm. Totally reasonable at the time. Texas Tech was 5-0. This past week, they lose to unranked Creighton. They lose to unranked Iowa. So they're now 0-2 against top 200 KenPom teams, because all their wins are against sub-200 KenPom teams. So they dropped out of the top 25 poll this week, reasonably and accurately. This one voter works in Maryville, Tennessee. He moved them up to number 7. They went 0-2 with two losses.